The librarian shook her head and scratched it. A young woman who could only have been a child when Killian was murdered.
"I'm sorry, monsieur. We don't keep back copies here, certainly not that far back. You'll have to go to Lorient for that."
"The library?"
"No, no. The offices of West France itself in the Rue du Port. I know that they keep an archive of the Lorient edition there, and that's the edition that would carry any story relating to Gua."
She checked the time.
"If you're planning to go over there today, the next ferry doesn't leave till 1:30.
Time enough, Enzo thought, to browse through the paper's coverage of the trial and get the return ferry late afternoon. He thanked the young librarian and stepped out again into the morning sunshine. A man stood directly across the road, leaning against the wall, lighting a cigarette, a newspaper tucked under his arm. When he looked up from his cupped hands, Enzo saw that it was Thibaut Kerjean. Enzo stopped, and the two men made eye contact. Was Kerjean following him? Watching him? The libraire had said that he came in to the Maison de la Presse every afternoon for his paper and tobacco. Was it just a coincidence, then? He had come in earlier today while Enzo was there? Enzo had, as he sometimes did, a foolish rush of blood to the head, and he started to cross the road toward the Islander. But Kerjean just pushed himself lazily off the wall and began walking away up the hill, shoving his hands in his pockets, turning his back as if to signal his contempt. Enzo stood watching him go, wondering what might have happened had Kerjean stood his ground. Enzo's intemperate behaviour in similar situations had got him into trouble in the past, and a confrontation with Kerjean in the middle of the street would not have been wise. Kerjean himself, a man acquitted but still suspected of murder, had probably had the same thought. So Enzo stood for a minute, letting his heart rate subside, before going in search of his jeep and a parking place near the ferry.